Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Governor Dunleavy signed into law Senate Bill 179 on Tuesday, sponsored by Senator Jesse Bjorkman of Nikiski. This legislation prohibits local governments from adding transfer taxes to the sale of houses and other real property, cuts property taxes for farmers, and improves the required assessor qualifications and property tax appeals process. As introduced, Senate Bill 179 prohibits municipalities in the state from imposing transfer taxes, fees, or other assessments on the sale or transfer of real property. By eliminating the possibility of these additional costs, the bill seeks to make homeownership more affordable for all Alaskans, particularly benefiting young families, first-time homebuyers, and seniors on fixed incomes.
This is a step forward in making homeownership more attainable for hardworking homebuyers. By prohibiting transfer taxes and fees on real estate transactions, we are ensuring that families, especially young and first-time home buyers, are not burdened with additional costs. This legislation will help maintain equity in seniors' homes and make the dream of homeownership more realistic for all Alaskans.
That was Senator Bjorkman. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Two Alaska State Troopers have been charged with the assault of a Soldotna man. The troopers are 49-year-old Joseph Miller and 42-year-old Jason Woodruff. According to the Alaska Department of Public Safety, troopers and Kenai Police on May 24th responded to a report that a vehicle was parked in a public right-of-way and was registered to an adult male with an active misdemeanor warrant. The law enforcement officers who responded attempted to contact the occupant of the vehicle. However, he remained hidden in the rear of the vehicle for several minutes and did not respond to law enforcement. Unbeknownst to the troopers on the scene, the vehicle's occupant was not the individual they were seeking, Garrett Tika, but 37-year-old Ben Tika of Soldotna. Troopers spotted Ben in the back of the vehicle and ordered him to exit, as they believed he had an active warrant for his arrest. From inside the vehicle, Tika disputed this and refused to exit. Trooper Miller then broke a rear window and dispensed pepper spray inside. According to charging documents, Tika exited the vehicle with both hands in view, but the pepper spray had obviously altered his vision and sense of dexterity. While troopers attempted to handcuff Tika, Miller placed his boot on Tika's head, pushing it into the ground covered in broken glass from the broken window. At the same time, Miller deployed his taser multiple times. As Tika appeared to be beginning to comply with commands from officers, Woodruff then deployed his canine and continued to order the canine to bite. It wasn't until after Tika was transported to an area hospital for medical treatment that troopers learned he was not the individual they were seeking. In a press conference, Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell said he was sickened by Miller and Woodruff's actions.
Personally, when I reviewed this video, I was totally sickened by what I saw. Two Alaska State Troopers that represent this uniform, represents this state, conducted himself in this way. And I've been with this department 33 years, and I've never seen any action like this before by an Alaska State Trooper. And it's hard for me to equate how this has affected me and other troopers that wear this uniform.
Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are collaborating on a multi-year radio tagging study of adult coho salmon in the Kenai River drainage. Fall and winter of 2024 is the final year of a three-year study to assess run timing, migratory patterns, and spawning distribution of coho salmon in the Kenai River drainage. Coho salmon will be captured with drift gill nets in the mainstream Kenai River between August and mid-October from the Funny River confluence downstream to the Sterling Highway Bridge. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.